You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com on WCRS FM 98.3 and 102.1, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
This is Libby. I'm all about wellness. What's it going to take to get you there? This is Libby, heard only on TalkTainmentRadio.com. Radio, the way it should be heard. Where can you be reached? TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. You're in touch with This is Libby. I'm Libby, and this is radio, the way it should be heard. Happy to be with you again, joining me here at the table. I got a little something I want to share with you. I want your input. Just call me here at 1-877-932-9766. This is my opportunity to share a little information that may give you some hope and some help. You see, I'm talking about parasites. I have been listening to people from the beginning of this new year and to the end of the last year, and they're telling me that they're having some difficulty getting rid of their bellies. They're also having difficulty with their abdomens. They're having aches and pains. And I thought, what? There's got to be something else instead of just running to the over-the-counter drugs and picking up something that will alleviate that. Better find out what it might be. And then I was a little alarmed as well because of the poisoning to the water in the southern part of the country. You know that water's not going to stay there. And if we start to see some problems, this could be part of it. I want to talk to you about parasites. That's what I said, parasites. You see, according to the HealthWise report, it says that parasitic infestations are at an epidemic rate in the United States, with most sources estimating that a massive 85% of Americans have parasites. Because of this, we recommend a parasite cleanse every 6 months, care in choosing restaurants, and washing after exposure to animals. We love our animals, right? It says also, unfortunately, most doctors are not trained in the treatment of parasites. It's only when parasites are visually seen that American doctors will suspect them, which requires an especially terrible case. There are many symptoms of parasitic infestations, which people experience in daily life. I'm stopping and I'm kind of hesitating because even as I read it the first time, and now I'm sharing it with you the second time, it's just really hard to believe. You see, there are many symptoms of parasitic infestation which people experience in everyday life, believing that these issues are completely normal. While sickness has become somewhat normal in the modern lifestyle, it does not need to be. The damage of and the amount of damage that can be caused by parasites is virtually limitless because many of them are so small, they're small enough to travel anywhere in the body through the bloodstream. Didn't we talk about the bloodstream being the river of life? Another conversation, but the truth is coming back. It says parasites obtain sustenance by robbing the body of nutrients. They are the root cause of lupus, with all other issues being secondary to a parasitic infection. Therefore, lupus cannot be cured without a thorough parasitic cleaning. Lupus is officially reported to be just another incurable disease and an autoimmune disorder by the establishment. Most parasites can be avoided by thoroughly cooking foods and never drinking unfiltered water. I want to stop here and get you to think a little bit. Have you been told by anybody that it's just another incurable disease? Have you been told that, oh, you know how it is when you get older, you get these aches and pains? And you know your arithmetic has to be worked on. Do you remember hearing stuff like that? Are you old enough to hear stuff like that? Well, it could be that you are part of the 85% of the Americans who are infected with parasites. What part of that doesn't make sense do we not understand? Let me share with you a little bit more. This has to do with identifying them. Now, common parasites, common, can you hear this? Common? Roundworms. Living in the stomach and intestines, these worms enter through undercooked and uncontaminated food. Contaminated food. Remember that manure is used in organic farming, and it may contain those worms. Therefore, this parasite is one reason to avoid raw produce diets. Always wash your hands after having contact with pets, especially if there are any contacts with their feces. Now, I had a problem with this one because we want to eat a healthy lifestyle. So vegetables and fruits, we have to eat them. But there must be a way that you can clean them. The next one was heartworms. It is extremely rare for heartworms to occur in humans. In the few cases that were reported, they usually occur as a single worm in the lungs rather than the heart. They cannot be spread from one animal or human to another, but must be spread through mosquitoes. Think about it. Okay, I thought about it. And what comes up is, where do we go from here? You have to find a way to contain your area so that mosquitoes are not a problem. And there are natural things that you can do for that. I'm taking another deep breath. Tapeworms. Tapeworms enter the body through undercooked beef, fish, or pork. They live in the lower intestinal tract. Use gloves and wash thoroughly after preparing meat for consumption to prevent them. Something so simple as washing your hands and using gloves makes a world of difference to a parasite invasion. Pinworms. Living in the intestinal tract and lungs, these small white worms come out at night to lay eggs around the anus. The eggs hatch, and then the young worms re-enter through the anus. If the person scratches during his sleep, the eggs get under the fingernails, spreading to wherever the person touches. It is believed that they are small and lightweight enough to become airborne, leading people to inhale them. This is how they are purported to arrive inside the lungs. Let's think about that for a bit. You can't help what you do in your sleep. However, there are things you can do while you're awake so that this will not be a problem. And if you are aware, I remember when I was younger, much younger, a child, and my mother used to talk about worms and how they would come out of a child's behind at night. Well, I never saw them when I was a child, but I do have memories when I got just a little older. They were actually there. They do fall into the commode if you are training a baby to use the potty or sit on the commode. So they can be seen. What is alarming is to see them. It's makes you do what I'm doing right now. It's however you put your big girl panties on, as the kids are saying these days, and you go take care of that. Don't be alarmed. Work on it, because it's something that can be taken care of. You can only imagine the discomfort at night for a child or an elder to be itching and scratching, and then this thing moves and can move up into the lungs or any other place that you scratch. So simple to just prevent this. If you think you may have some symptoms, and I'm going to share those with you, then have yourself checked. It doesn't hurt to have yourself checked. What hurts is if you don't. The last one they spoke about were hookworms and threadworms. These can be found in contaminated drinking water, and they can enter directly through the feet. That's what I said, through the feet. They are tiny in size and can enter through the soles of bare feet, even without open wounds. always wear shoes when walking outside. These worms are unique because they have a lifespan of several years, and the eggs can incubate up to 10 years. 10 years you can have eggs, and they are constantly in your body, not moving, not going, if you're not detoxing and cleansing. 10 years they can lay in your body. So let's go over some symptoms. Now, this is where I really had to take a deep breath, because if you pay attention to what is going on in the economics, in the medical field, in the field of get my dollars out of my purse, there's some folks who know that these things exist. And as I shared with you earlier, some physicians, or the article said, most physicians don't deal with this. So if they don't deal with it, or they don't know, and it's okay if they don't know, they can't know everything. That's why we're here on This is Libby, to help each other learn more about how to best take care of our bodies. And if the physician, this is a time when you help them and you help yourself. These symptoms can be used in the market to get your dollars in other ways. I'm sure, give it a little room, that the people who are trying to help you don't know you might have a good case of worms, some form of parasite that's within your body, but they're treating your symptoms. Symptoms will go away for a time. However, those symptoms will not ever go away forever if you don't get rid of the source. The source is worms. The source is some parasite that is feeding on your body. It's a natural thing. It's natural for one species to feed on another. We have these wonderful, gorgeous bodies, but they are a tasty meal to the right parasite. These are some of the symptoms that you might experience with parasite infection. Don't be alarmed. Be aware. If you have repeated diarrhea or constipation, that's a symptom. If you have chronic, unexplained nausea, often accompanied with vomiting, that's a symptom. If you have fatigue and weakness, you know, you just can't explain it. You're just tired. Have you ever been just tired? Well, you ate, you took your vitamins, you ate your fresh fruits and vegetables, you're drinking your water, you're exercising, you're doing the things that you say and have been told that you're supposed to do and say. However, you're tired. There's this intestinal cramping. You ever sometime just go, ooh, and you don't understand why, and you think, well, maybe I need to go take a laxative or get some kind of bulk fiber to help myself. Well, you got to remember that those cramps are coming from a source. Check it out, because intestinal cramping is a symptom of parasites in your body. Unexplained dizziness. I can't figure it out. It wasn't the wine you drank 2 days ago. And it certainly isn't hyperventilation or overbreathing just from blowing up a balloon. No, this is, I'm sitting at the table and I turn to look at the teapot to see if it's still hot and still simmering. And you just get lightheaded. Can't explain it. Think about the possibility of parasites. Foul-smelling gas. Sometimes that's funny. Sometimes we make jokes, and those of us who pay attention to our bodies as living, wonderful machines, we know the difference between good gas or what you would call the foul gas. And when you have that, you got to think about it. Pay attention. How foul is it? Is it the same as when you eat your vegetables, broccoli and cabbage? It influences the fragrance of your gas. Or if you drink milk, you certainly know that you've had milk. And then there's this one smell you can't put your finger on, you know? You just don't know that one. Go check that out, because you could be getting the experiences of having those parasites in your body. This experience would be foul-smelling gas. You have indigestion, bloating, multiple food allergies. Hey, what's that about? Multiple food allergies. I didn't have multiple food allergies when I was a child. I ate whatever I wanted to. So I don't understand why I'm having multiple allergies. I don't get that. I would like to share this with you. It's called Senior Agenda. Tune into Senior Agenda with host Lisa Stockdale, an online radio program that focuses on all things senior. No topic is taboo, nothing is too boring, and nothing is off limits. Senior Agenda emphasizes wellness in aging by examining pertinent social, political, economical, and all healthcare issues. The program also includes a slow down, listen and learn segment, which has been reserved to ensure that seniors in our community have an opportunity to be heard. Broadcast Thursdays on TalkTainmentRadio.com. I'm kind of glad I shared that with you because as a senior, yes, I am, and enjoying being a senior, yes, I am. That's very important to me. So what I'm sharing with you right now kind of moves right into that senior situation that I find myself in. I want to go back to these symptoms because some seniors experience these symptoms and they are given over-the-counter drugs and prescription drugs. They may have nothing to do with getting rid of the problem, which, according to the article, some doctors just don't know about this. And when they do, it's usually so bad that they become aggressive about how to treat it. See, another one of those symptoms is bloating. Bloating, bloating, bloating. You're doing your crunches. You're doing them every day. And that little pouch just will not go away. Starve yourself. Put yourself on some kind of healthy mode. And you just can't get it to go away. You could have a parasite in there that's calling you to go get foods, cravings, to feed it and sustain it. And in the meantime, you've got to pooch a belly. Oh, take a deep breath. Yes, yes, yes. Take note. The parasites require certain things to sustain themselves. It's usually sugar. It's usually sugar. And your sugar will come in the form of a dessert, pasta, breads, because all that stuff breaks down into sugar. And so in the middle of the night or the middle of the day, you won't be hungry for anything. You had a great meal for the morning. You had some juice. You had your water, coffee, tea, something warm or cold in your cup. And then out of just what calls left field, you just want something sweet. You need to munch something. You need to eat something. And it's not a carrot. Mm-mm. It's not broccoli. It's not a salad. Unless your salad dressing is sweet like poppy seed. You're getting a call for a candy bar, fudge, cake, cheesecake, ice cream, something that you just swore off in January, said you weren't going to do it. Well, this little parasite said, oh, yeah, 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 baby, you're going to get me some sweet because that's what I want, and won't leave you alone until you get it. Best thing to do, get rid of the bug. Picture it. A nice 12-inch worm laying in your gut, calling out for its own meal and steadily chewing on you. Yeah, because when they get in there, they suck on your intestinal wall or the walls of whatever area they're in to get their nutrients. And if you're not eating enough sugar, they'll call you up and say, a little bit more, honey. I got to have it. I'm making jokes? No, because that's how it works. I'm doing it with some humor, but that's how it works. Your loss of appetite, can you believe this? Loss of appetite can be a symptom of a parasite in your body. You have to get to a place where you lose your appetite. Your infestation's got to be pretty big, don't you think? If on one hand, you've got cravings, and then later on, you don't even want to eat, then something's eating you, sweetie. Something is eating you. Itching around the anus, especially at night. I just spoke about it, but I will just say this. Don't take that lightly. It's not your hemorrhoids. No. It is a living entity doing what it naturally does. It lays in your gut at night. It comes out and it has to come out. It hangs around, creating that itching feeling. And then you scratch. Then it spreads because in the nighttime, you don't get up and go wash your hands after you scratch yourself. So be aware, and then be aware that the person that sleeps next to you, whether it's your baby or an old person that you decided, I'm just going to lay next to grandma because I just feel close to grandma. You're exposing your family. You see, this continues because this is, it just happens like this. You have to know that you may be doing this. You may be contributing and you're not even aware of it. If you have difficulty sleeping, then this too could be a symptom of the worms. I want you to be aware that the parasites do exist and they will keep you from sleeping. The next one is difficulty maintaining a healthy weight, over or under. You just can't nail it. And you just can't nail it, but you can't sleep and or you're not holding your weight. Whether it's healthy or unhealthy, you're not doing that. Underweight or overweight, you can't hold on to that. You don't seem to have control of that. It could be because you have parasites in your body. Itching on the soles of feet, often accompanied by a rash. Now, I know there's things like athlete's foot. If you've ever had athlete's foot, you know you've had athlete's foot. But this is different. This time your soles of your feet are itching and you've got a rash on the bottom of your feet. What's that about? Isn't that what you would say? After taking a bath and examining your feet, you've used the medication for athlete's foot, but it didn't work. It could be because you have a parasite underneath the skin of your feet. Horrible feeling when you're walking, you're trying to be cute in your high heel shoes or your new tennis shoes, guys, and you're itching and it's merciless. And then there's a rash. Now, coughing blood, it says here, severe cases where you would actually be coughing and you cough blood. Never take this for granted. Never put this off. Coughing blood can be telling you many different things, but the one thing we don't think about is a parasite in our lungs. Tumors, cysts, cancer, emphysema, yeah, but not bugs. Bugs, and they are just as deadly to you as anything else that would get in your lungs. It would cause inflammation, wheezing, irritation, and therefore the coughing. And with the coughing, that's a breakdown of your blood vessels. You cough that up and it scares you to the point that you're going to the doctor. It could scare you to the point that you don't, because you don't want to hear bad news. And it could be parasites. You didn't do it on purpose. You were exposed. You just didn't know how. Palpitations. And next to palpitation is hookworms. Palpitations are you're experiencing the heart and it's pumping normally, and then all of a sudden it just pumps out of rhythm. And the way that you relieve it the quickest is to cough, so it will get back into rhythm. However, it may continue simply because you have hookworms somewhere in that heart muscle, and that is aggravating the heart. If you have anemia is low red cell count. Well, wouldn't it make sense if you had anemia, especially if you can't figure out why? Those parasites are literally sucking you dry. So you would have anemia. Facial swelling around the eyes, parentheses is roundworms. Roundworms would cause this kind of symptom for you, swelling around your eyes, wheezing and coughing, followed by vomiting, stomach pain, and bloating. This suggestion is for roundworms and threadworms. Now, it says also that there are allopathic treatments. And it says if a conventional doctor believes that you have parasites, he'll prescribe an anti-parasitic pharmaceutical. Those pharmaceuticals are always toxic, for it is their toxicity that kills the parasite. Thus, swelling in the lymph nodes, hands and feet are common with these drugs. Vision problems, lack of coordination, and convulsions can also occur. Diarrhea is typical too. That was a note that I needed for you to hear, because if you're going to do this, you have to be able to cough comfortably talk with your doctor. Forgive me for doing the hesitations, but when I stop and I think about what I am sharing with you, it is because some people are not comfortable with their physicians. They've been going to them for years. They've been paying their copay, mopay, wopay, but they don't have it in them to say, I need to know why you're giving me that. I don't understand. You tell me what this is before I take it. What can happen? The worst case scenario is the doctor is going to tell you what's going to happen. Then you have to decide what you're going to do about it. That's why I wanted you to be aware that sometimes you can have problems behind taking the medication when you're trying to work on your body. Talk to your doctor comfortably about it. There are natural substances that you can use that will eliminate parasites. I'll show you real quickly how easy this can be. Black walnut hulls, wormwood, cloves, pumpkin seeds and pumpkin seed oil capsules, garlic, neem, N-E-E-M, thyme, T-H-Y-M-E, marshmallow root, see what I mean? These can help you eliminate parasites, and they're something that God made. Now, it does have a little note here, and I'll share it. It says, do not take neem if you're pregnant or planning to become pregnant, because it can work as a contraceptive. Very important. We do not recommend choosing one of the commercial anti-parasitic formulas, since they are usually overpriced and formulated at very low concentrations. Just wanting you to be aware that these are some concerns that I have for you. And I just want you to be aware that anytime you're going to take good care of yourself, I want you to be aware that you have a voice. You have to speak up, because let's just say you've been shown, or you know for a fact that you have parasite, whether you saw it or you're having symptoms, and we get it down to, I got a parasite. You don't want somebody to just say, well, here, take this and come back in a month and let me know how you're doing. No, tell me what kind of things I can experience when I take this. Neem is not for somebody who thinks they want to get pregnant, thinks they might get pregnant, or it may act as a contraceptive and you may be pregnant and lose that child just because you didn't know. So we're going to protect you and that child. Nice to know that there's some natural help, isn't it? A little further down, the wormwood is spoken of. It says wormwood and black walnut hulls are known to kill adult worms. While cloves kill worm eggs, some people use this trio for treating parasites. And it's recommended that you take 500 milligrams of wormwood and black walnut hulls while taking a half teaspoon of cloves daily around 14 days. And you do this, and this may be what happens for you. As parasites die, they release toxins through their excrement and rotting. The most common parasites, the worm type, attempt to escape by burrowing deeper into the intestines, which can cause sharp cramps. Even when dead, the body is still burdened with the task of flushing them out. This whole process can initially make a person feel sicker than before they began the cleanse. This is only temporary, and it is a sign that the cleanse is working. While fatigue and grogginess are to be expected, normal life may be continued and diarrhea should not occur. Eat a good wholesome diet throughout the cleanse and ensure your immune system is at its strongest. After the cleanse, you should feel better and have more energy and experience sickness less often. How wonderful to know that when you do something good for yourself, it might hurt just a little more, but it will get the job done. You just don't want to continue to suffer. You just don't want it. Hey, talktainmentradio.com. Check us out on WCRS FM 98.3 Wednesday and Sunday evenings. Blogs and podcasts are available. We go where you go. Download TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell phone or tablet. Radio, the way it should be heard. Stay right there. We're not full of it. No more on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is the premier internet radio platform offering 40-plus talk radio-style programs professionally produced, optimized for online distribution, featuring Columbus, Ohio on-air personalities. TalkTainmentRadio.com offers listeners diverse programming options covering topics such as arts and culture, love, life and relationships, technology, religion, paranormal activities, local and national politics, women's issues, alongside health and wellness. Listeners can access their favorite TalkTainmentRadio.com programs free of cost through the website. Download the TTR app to your cell phone and you can take us wherever you go. We have programs on demand to fit your schedule through our podcast. The address is TalkTainmentRadio.com.
Did you know that people born from 1945 through 1965 have the highest rates of hepatitis C, but most don't know they're infected? People can live for decades without symptoms, but over time, hepatitis C can cause serious health problems. If you were born during these years, the CDC now recommends that you get a blood test for hepatitis C. So talk to your doctor and find out if you have hepatitis C. It could save your life. No more.
Greetings, this is Pastor John Coates, and I'm inviting you to log on to the John Coates Show, Sundays on TalkTainmentRadio.com, beginning on February the 9th. It's the John Coates Show, and I'm Pastor John Coates, and I can't wait to talk to you beginning Sunday, February the 9th, on TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard.
This is S. Yolanda Robinson with All In Our Family. This month is Black History Month, and on All In Our Family, we're going to feature Dr. Malefi Asante, Val Gray, and Dr. Francis Ward, Dr. Henry Edwards, and Dr. Ron Daniels. And this week, we will feature Dr. Malefi Asante, Saturday, February the 15th at 8 a.m. and 2 p.m.
You are now listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com and WCRS 98.3 and 102.1 FM, Central Ohio's only community radio station, a service of the Neighborhood Network and TalkTainmentRadio.com.
We've got the power.